Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In Pittsburgh and say, hey, the third string quarterback that everyone seems to have a nice affinity for, I'm going to blast him and tell you why he's never going to amount to anything, right? Because Will Howard also strikes me as the kind of person Gruden would love. He does like the whole very polished presence. You know, I'm a gym rat. I've endured some ups and downs in my career and come out of it on the better side of things. My response to John Gruden, who... to be fair, this is an opinion business. John's opinion goes a lot longer or a lot further than mine on quarterbacks of any kind. He's forgotten more about the position than I will know. My rebuttal to that would just be this. Now, he alludes to it at the end. He told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in the sixth round. Well, a lot of other evaluators must have thought very differently about Will Howard. I'll come back to this. He is 6'4", 230, 235. He does have prototype size for the position. You can run some of the quarterback power stuff that really good teams tend to run now with guys like Jalen Hurts, like Josh Allen, name another. I mean, even Baker Mayfield is built like a fire hydrant and he runs the ball pretty effectively when he needs to. You know, you don't have to just be a Lamar Jackson type. Justin Fields is built like a tree trunk and he runs the ball well when he's healthy, which is kind of another story. He has all these traits, this photographic memory. And maybe it's because I am predisposed to be Eeyore in these situations or be the cynic. But the more platitudes and the more plaudits, I should say, that people heap on Will Howard, the more nice things that people who evaluate this position say about him, the more they gush, the more incredulity they express about his sliding to where he did in the draft, the more I'm sort of dug in on the side of, yeah, there's probably a good reason for that. That clip that we just played there from the morning show, that isn't John Gruden saying, hey, Will Howard has a chance to be a starter in this league if he has a couple breaks go his way or if he fixes this or that. That isn't John Gruden saying, he looks like a nice prospect. Hopefully he learns under Aaron Rodgers and then applies what he learned to his own game. That isn't him saying he could challenge Mason Rudolph or whatever for reps, whatever. It's him saying, I doubt he'll be on the bench much longer. That's as full-throated an endorsement of a player as you could get. And the guy hasn't taken a single snap in an NFL game. What is the most high-pressure environment Will Howard has played in? A practice right now? He didn't even play in that. Didn't he get hurt before that joint practice with the Bucks? Or am I missing my timeline here?
I thought he did.
He did play in that?
No, I thought he got hurt before it.
So do I. He has not put on an NFL uniform run into a stadium, as Mike Tomlin likes to talk about, and played a snap of NFL football. Preseason, like scripted joint practice or otherwise. And there you have a guy who made part of his career at bare minimum off of being really good at evaluating what makes good quarterbacks good and what separates them from bad quarterbacks. Not just saying he's a fan of them, saying he'll be shocked if he's on the bench much longer. He went on, by the way. Gruden was not done talking nice about Will Howard.
Well, people are now blowing up the text line, John, saying they want you to come in and coach this guy.
Well, I'm available in the offseason. He's been down here a couple times. I obviously am smitten with him. I got a lot of confidence in what he can do and what he can become. And I'm sure Pittsburgh has a great, great vision for him as well.
See, that's the funny part. Like, if Will Howard was getting talked about like this and he was playing for the Rams, I mean, I kind of even did this with Stetson Bennett when the Rams drafted him, Don. I looked at a guy who didn't have a ton of measurables, but, like, I thought, he can kind of execute. He played at Georgia. He won national titles. He made plays in those games. Like, I can squint and see this guy being a late-round pick who blossoms. Like, if he was in a different situation, coaching-wise, maybe. You could sway me on a lot of things. That somebody's going to get a hold of him and be like, this is what you do and don't do well. I can already tell you this. This is how we're going to scheme around what you do well and focus on it. This is how we're going to avoid the crap you're not good at. I don't think that's going to happen here. Can you imagine Mike Tomlin sitting Will Howard down, like, before next season? Will, at camp, here's the thing you got to focus on. Don't turn the ball over. If you throw an interception, I swear to God, you're going to be out on your ass. I just don't think of this as an incubator or a place where quarterbacks are turned into something greater than they would otherwise be, where great ideas are thrown around left and right for how to max out that position. I think it's a place where the quarterback is devalued, at least philosophically, more than almost any other spot in the NFL. The Steelers have tried to draft one quarterback in the first round recently. It has gone very poorly. And you know what else they've tried to do with the position at this point, Don? They've tried to moneyball it. Think about it. Cast off Mitch Trubisky, second overall pick. We'll figure it out. He's got athletic ability. We'll put him in our we'll put him next to our defense and we'll do enough. Didn't work. Justin Fields, great athlete. Didn't really want him to start, but we loved him in the draft. The head coach did. We'll moneyball him in on a cheap price. We'll spend on our defense. Right? Except the thing that they're doing is the reverse of Moneyball. Most teams now try to Moneyball a roster by making the defense young and cheap and coachable and dynamic and continually reloading on that side. And then they spend on the expensive stuff that you can't shirk on, right? Get a quarterback, get wide receivers, get tackles, etc. They did it with Russ Wilson too. Let's Moneyball him in. He throws moon balls. They're fun to watch. And they're doing it again this year with Aaron Rodgers. Can we squeeze water out of the rock one more time? They're going to try to do it with Will Howard now, too, and it seems like a lot of people are on board with that, which is what is wild to me. Yeah, we like the attributes physically of this sixth-round pick. We'll figure out a way to make it work.
Just for your notes, too, he injured the finger on August 6th, and they had the joint practice about a week later. Okay. So, yeah, he didn't have much of training camp at all. And certainly no preseason games to play in. I think something else that played a little bit into his draft stock falling, I brought up yesterday how we sometimes see in recent drafts where there is a big lull in terms of drafting QBs because it's either draft them very early, if you think it's a true franchise guy that'll start right away, or you just wait on him and stash them like they could do with Will Howard. He was also horrendous at the combine, which I know threw up a lot of red flags too. I mean, I'm in the camp where if this guy is a steady backup quarterback for like 8 to 10 years, that's a good career.
I know,
for him.
But like Gruden's not talking about him in those terms. He's talking about him like he's a future stud.
He's going to gas up a lot of these guys. He does the Gruden QB camp now. He does it through Barstool. Before that, he did it on ESPN. Now, it did seem, I watched a couple of them, at least good chunks of a couple of the guys that he did from last year.
Yeah.
I watched the full one on Will Howard. But he did seem to like Howard a little bit more than just every single guy they brought in, because it is very easy to point to those and say, like, well, he's positive about every guy. He mostly is, but you can also see some differences where he's like a little bit more excited about particular players. He did seem a little bit higher on Howard compared to some of the guys that came out last year. I would like to look back now and watch what it was like for Jackson Dart, for example. Or I don't know if Cam Ward even did it, but Jackson Dart would be a good one. I know he was on there with him.
Every one of these guys has a type, right? Like these quarterback gurus, they have a certain kind of player that they like. I think Gruden just said it, a big physical guy who can kind of run the ball a little bit. So he's trying to keep up with the times. But I think they also gravitate towards players that they feel think the game like they do as a coach, right? Isn't that kind of the nature of the beast? You pair up a guy who you think, like, I think that's Stafford and McVay, honestly. I think Goff saw the game the way McVay did, but he wasn't physically good enough to execute what McVay wanted. Well, Stafford, I think, does both. It continues to amaze me that you've got a guy as credible as Gruden is on that specific position, because that's where he's tried to make his career, and he is this jacked up about him. I guess, Donnie, like, I will happily admit if I'm wrong 3 years from now, I will be stunned. If Will Howard starts even half a season's worth of games as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Half.
You and Pony are going to have some fun battles ahead.
I mean, the only way it happens is if guys get hurt and he's the principal backup.
You're saying that as...
By design, like he's supposed to be the starter on purpose. I'll say a full season's worth of games. If he's their backup for 6 or 7 years, I'd be stunned if he started 17 games. You'd hope he wouldn't if he was your backup. But he's never going to be. I can't say never. I could put it at well under 10% the chances that he blossoms into the Steelers' next starting quarterback. If he does, then it's a huge coup for them. I mean, it's a massive one. But I'll believe that kind of stuff happening to this franchise when I see it. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. We go out to the Fan Hotline right now. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, to talk with Steve Palazzolo of the 33rd team. Steve, I'm just going to cut right to the chase here. Is that a Jordan brand you guys are rocking, by the way? Very impressive. Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. It's,
my go-to long sleeve now. They've taken care of us here at 33rd.
Got any extras Jordan that you brand. Could send to me or Big Don here?
I'll see what we could do. Let me talk to the salespeople over here.
Yeah, just gin something up maybe. Let's start with Will Howard, Steelers' third string quarterback. I'm sure you thought that's where today's discussion would jump off here. He's in the 21-day window to return from IR. He had his finger injury that pretty much robbed him of an entire preseason and this point in the season. I've got John Gruden on our station today saying he'll be very surprised if Will Howard is on the bench much longer, just waxing poetic about the guy, like he thinks he's future starter, big-time player material. I am extremely skeptical about this particular player, Steve, and first off, I'm just wondering what you thought of him as a prospect coming out of Ohio State.
John Gruden talking him up, huh? So,
Spider, 2Y banana!
It's probably because he just goes under center. You know, he's under center, so he likes under center, long, you know, West Coast play calls. Will Howard, I was skeptical of him when he came from Kansas State to Ohio State. And then, I don't want to say he fully proved me wrong, but obviously won a national championship, hit a lull in the middle to the end of the season, had a bad game against Michigan. But I thought he did a really nice job down the stretch, making just enough plays. He's pretty athletic. He can run a little bit, even though he tripped over his own feet in the Notre Dame game in the national championship. So he's got something to him as far as he faced some challenges last year and overcame them, and he continued to improve. I thought he did a really nice job improving down the stretch. Don't love the way he throws the ball over the middle. Scary, like scary high over the middle type of dangerous passes. Accuracy issues. But I was impressed with how he handled. I know he's playing with all these superstars at Ohio State, but I was impressed with how he handled some of that pressure. And someone like Gruden, I think, would lean into some of that, would appreciate that and the ability to overcome the adversity that he did last year.
The things that you don't like that he does, throwing it high over the middle, like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers was doing in the Chargers game and hurting the Steelers, throwing it high everywhere, basically. Are those fixable flaws, in your opinion? Like, how coachable is that out of somebody's game?
You're talking about for Rodgers at this point, or for Will Howard?
For Rodgers, he is what he is, I think, at this point. No, for a guy like Howard, when the book on him is he's a big, strong guy, he can run, he was at a big-time team, a pressure cooker, like basically a semi, you know, kind of a quasi-33rd NFL team. I know you guys are the actual 33rd team, of course. But if he throws high over the middle, and that is one major thing you are not a big fan of with him, how much is something like that able to be fixed by coaching at the pro level?
Yeah, I think there's some element of that. I mean, I'm at a point where I'll never say never when it comes to quarterbacks and quarterback development, right? We saw Josh Allen make incredible strides once he hit year three. We've seen Lamar Jackson, I think, improve his ability to win from the pocket and his accuracy. So I'll never say never, but a lot of times these things stay with you and you have to either work away, you know, work around some of those weaknesses or, you know, there's some footwork issues, I think, that he could tidy up. And it happens because he's aggressive. Like, that's the thing that works in his favor. So I think there are certain quarterbacks who have this aggressiveness to them. They're going to take chances, and that increases some volatility. So then it's like, hey, when you're playing with Jeremiah Smith and you're playing with Emeka Ogbuka, you're giving them opportunities to make plays. And as long as you're surrounded by those good receivers, this is what I said about the Steelers forever. When Big Ben was dinking and dunking, I was like, just chuck it, right? Just chuck it down the field. Let the receivers make some plays. Try to create some explosive plays, even if they don't appear to be there. Hit the high end of volatility. I think Howard has some of that. So he still might have to live with some of the inaccuracy issues, but I do think he pairs it with this aggressiveness where if you can give him some good playmakers to throw to, there could be something there with Will Howard.
Steve Palazzolo of 33rd team joining us as he always does on Thursdays. All right, what did you make of Aaron Rodgers' performance on Sunday? Mike Tomlin said, I'm not going to just chalk it up to one bad game, but I am confident in him moving forward. How do you feel about Rodgers going forward after what you saw?
I've been on here saying I don't think Rodgers has lost anything physically, right? I mean, we saw him throw a Hail Mary 100 yards. We've seen him zip it. Like, the arm is fine. But if you watch the other 40-year-olds through the years, Brady, it took Brady till he was probably 45 until this happened. Drew Brees, when he was in his 40s, there's certain games where it's not like you're just throwing ducks out there, but there's just certain games where if it's not perfect, if you're off platform, the one where he did the little spin-a-rooney and was trying to
That one was very disconcerting, man. You've got to be willing to stand in there and throw.
Yeah, that's the 40-year-old just like living to fight another day. That's the type of thing. Even Brady in his young age wasn't going to do that. Brees wasn't going to do that. And as they got older, it was like things were just a tick slower on certain reads, or they were just self-preservation mode. And so I kind of get it. So I think that's where the age thing showed up a little bit. It's not that you're just going to throw these wobbly ducks like Peyton did in his last year because he was playing through injury. I don't think that's where the age regression comes in. I think it's in plays like the spin-a-rooney from Aaron. And I think we just saw more of the age stuff show up the other day where he was just a tick off, right? If his feet aren't under him, the accuracy is going to wane a little bit versus his earlier years. And I think that's where the age cliff stuff shows up. It's not like a literal cliff. Mm-hmm. It's in a few plays here and there, and there was just a bunch of those stacked up on Sunday night.
Broadly speaking, this is the aftermath of this game, Steve, was the one where we saw a lot of like typically staunch Mike Tomlin defenders start to creep out of the woodwork. Rich Eisen, guys like that, Dan Orlovsky, saying, I'd be very worried if I were a Steelers fan based on what I'm seeing. Rich Eisen talking about change of pace maybe needed at a different spot. How grim is your immediate forecast for the Steelers based on the body of work so far and maybe the way they are trending lately?
Well, you know this is the game that they're going to win this week, so it's going to change in 7 days. All the detractors are going to come back and say, well, they beat Cincinnati. They rectified the wrong from Thursday Night Football. You know Tomlin's going to
come back. I want to get off this roller coaster at some point, Steve. I really do.
No. I'm with you. So I think it's really interesting, right? I saw Pony's hypothetical, trade to the Giants. I think it's just like any other, say, mid-tier quarterback where half the league would love to have the quarterback that a fan base is trying to get rid of. And there's probably some truths to that. I mean, there's just this baseline of solid that Mike Tomlin has brought to the table. But if the goal is to get into the playoffs and make a run, I do worry about that. I absolutely worry about that. And I worry about how consistent Mike Tomlin is, right? Both good and bad. And again, there's some franchises yearning for the days of 9 wins, right? Just give me 9 wins every year. Maybe we stumble into 10 or 11 and see what happens. But if you're the Steelers and you're, you know, judged by Lombardi's, I think you could absolutely say, hey, there might be a cap to this. We're sick of losing against good teams. We're sick of going into the playoffs as, you know, touchdown underdogs and not even coming close to that. We're sick of that. We want to reach for the ceiling and try to get over the hump. And it's riskier, right? Because you lose the floor that Mike Tomlin's given you. But it I could see it being time or frustrating, you know, if you're in Pittsburgh.
Steve Palazzolo, the 33rd team. Just make sure you look into those jerseys for us, Steve, or those long sleeve T-shirts. Very sharp looking. Tell the merchandise
people. Right now.
Tell the merchandise people they did good on that one. Thank you, Steve.
Will do. All right. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, that music means you know exactly what time it is. It's the Donnie Debrief, where Donnie takes us through his biggest story in the world of football that we haven't touched on yet. And it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donald?
The Debrief, November 13, 2025. So I thought I would keep the Will Howard Hour going, Malzy.
The Howard Power Hour. You got Cower coming? Car?
And just a question, how much is he paying attention to Aaron Rodgers? You know, having a four-time MVP, a guy that's won a Super Bowl, a guy that will go into the Hall of Fame as probably one of the top five or six quarterbacks to ever play the game, you got to take advantage of that. So Will Howard telling reporters earlier today, I got this from Chris Adamski, but he said this with his little scrum earlier. He keeps a Word document in which he records any thoughts, nuggets, or advice that Aaron Rodgers offers him all season.
So he's got Word on his phone?
See, that was my thought. Maybe like
Google
Docs?
You can get Google Docs on your phone.
Or do you just go with like the notes and then you transfer it over?
Do you do voice memos? I mean, if he's doing Word and he can get the microphone on, or Google Docs and he can do it that way, that like speak to type kind of thing, that seems like it'd be good. See, he's just sitting there jotting down. Hold on, Aaron. Can you slow down, please? What was that again?
Transcribing.
I love stories like this, mainly for this reason. You ready? You're gonna love the cynicism here. It's my favorite kind of story because, by all accounts, Will Howard is taking to the how are you supposed to act as a pro and doing that perfectly. I mean, he got hurt, that sucks, but says all the right things. He's never gonna like step out of line that way. You never hear about what I'm sure happens, which is guy tries to soak in all the knowledge he can from random insert veteran here. But guy, even despite trying his best, still just sucks at playing the sport. You know what I mean? It's the old team chemistry bit, just in a different way. The day I hear about a team in baseball that loses 105 games but had great team chemistry will be a cold day in hell. Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent probably wanted to beat each other up 6 out of 7 days every week, but they were both very good, and so the Giants were good. Team chemistry, eh. Like, I like this from Will Howard. Is he going to ask Aaron Rodgers, how do you stop me? How do I stop myself from whatchamacallit, throwing it high over the middle? That would be good. Hey, Aaron, how do I get less aggressive as a quarterback? Oh, I don't know. Watch these old tapes of me from playoff games when I stop trying to throw touchdowns, even though I win the MVP award in the year. That was a little bit of a low blow, but still, it's true. Nelly, by the way, has said maybe he's entering them on a Microsoft Surface tablet. That actually makes sense. It will be preloaded with Word.
I mean, think any sort of, like, meeting?
Yeah,
meeting setting?
He's just punching away.
Like, so what I wonder is when he's out on the practice field.
Yeah.
And this is happening because, I you know, he's not allowed to have, like, his phone just sitting there with him.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe Aaron says something during a drill. Now, does he just keep that top of mind? Like, oh, man, I got to remember to write that down.
I would imagine, Gruden says he's got a photographic memory. I would imagine it's like Pony. If he gets something in his head, he, like, almost visualizes it, and it's like a steel trap. What if he had a court reporter with him, punching away?
Yeah,
they're like special shorthand. Hey, make sure that's there. Yeah, get that.
I mean, I can't imagine having a memory like that is bad for a quarterback.
No, I mean, it's a legitimate skill. I mean, it's a thing. I mean, having a memory like Pony does is an asset for him in our business. There's stuff that we have to go back and look up or, like, dig on that he just has, and he's right. I don't know. I think stuff like this makes for nice copy, and it obviously makes people want to root for Will Howard. You know what I mean? Yeah, this kid's putting in all the work. You know, he's been doubted. I think, to be fair to him, I think he was seen as like a fourth or fifth, and he's definitely slipped past where people had him pegged to go. Like, I remember seeing people say they thought he would get picked in like the mid fourth or so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that goes back to the point of like how quarterbacks will slide just because the position has been addressed by teams early.
Yeah. There's been a big separation point now.
And other teams sit around and say, like, well, we'll just fill, like, our other needs here and hope that we can get a useful player other than a project quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a reason why guys slip. But, yeah, I mean, going into, like, there is not a person out there that going into that draft would have said, yeah, Will Howard's going to go middle of round six.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, yeah, probably, like, late night two, middle to late night two, and then if not, he's going to go early on day three, and he had to wait around a little bit longer on day three. I mean, okay, here's another one. There were not many people that would have said, yeah, Dylan Gabriel is going to get drafted over Will Howard, or a lot of the quarterbacks that got picked. I don't think people thought Dylan Gabriel would get drafted at all.
Correct. Yeah, I guess, what do you think is probably the most useful thing Rodgers could have possibly told him by now? And also, is Rodgers the kind of guy who, like, I guess he is, because you hear that about Rodgers all the time, that he just, like, loves football, and he does love talking about football. And so if, like, a young guy's picking his brain, God, can you imagine if they had drafted Will Howard in, like, the third round instead of Rudolph, and you just have that personality come in? Hey, Ben, I'd love to pick your brain. Shut up, rookie. Get out of my face. Don't you have coaches? I mean, that's basically what not that Rudolph exactly came in like a lamb. I don't think he was very deferential there. I don't know. I hear these stories, and I don't mean to poo-poo them. It's just, how much is it actually going to help him on the field, right?
Yeah, I mean, but if we do happen to see any sort of success from this kid in his career, he's going to revert back to this.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to absolutely say, one of the first things he will say is, I played under Aaron Rodgers for a year, and I wrote down literally everything the guy said.
Okay, I will say this. Like, you can point to Jordan Love, who's by no means like a slam dunk, you know, top five or so guy in the league. He's more like in that top 12-ish range, I think, right now, and he still can have bad games. But you can point to like a Jordan Love situation where, hey, I picked this guy's brain. It could have been a bad relationship. It wasn't. And it's made me better. Like, I think there's some validity, but you got to have the physical tools.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly some natural talent there that,
and you got to be able to apply
it, too. Separates Love from Howard.
God, that's the other thing, actually. Now that I think of it, that's why I hate, like, when I do hate this. Now you've got me on a tangent. There's a thing that happens sometimes in our business where Stephen A. Smith, who's made a lot of money and continues to make a lot of money and is extremely famous, even if he says outrageous crap, people will say, well, he does work hard. I admire the work ethic. Like, no. Work hard and say interesting stuff that doesn't just seem like rage bait. You know, that's how I apply it to quarterbacks. It's great that you're working hard. It's great that you're trying to, like, create a literal file of every word Aaron Rodgers has ever uttered to you. If you get the chance, you better be willing and able to apply it very quickly, or else it's just going to fade into the background. All right, Don. I like talking about a good bit of note-taking, and we learned that he probably just uses a Microsoft Surface tablet. Some brand mentioning there. A lot of brands being mentioned in the last 20 minutes on this show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.